John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for one of our favorite segments, a tremendous guest. Do me a favor, say hello to a good friend of ours, Johnny Twain.
Oh, hello, I didn't hear you come in. Twain's the name, Johnny Twain. I lived a very long, rich, rewarding life, but things are different now that I'm old. Last week, a girl asked me if I wanted to have super sex. I took the soup.
Oh, God.
But you know, I've got the worst luck. This morning, I put on my jacket and a button fell off. I picked up my briefcase and the handle fell off. Now I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
The Don and Mike Show. Jesus.
Johnny Twain.
Get down.
There you go, Rob.
Down, down, down.
Oh, Florida. Baby.
Hot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The second greatest show on earth. The Don and Mike program.
Oh, we're going to have Robert in here in a minute. We're going to leave.
Can't wait.
He can hang out with the mothball straight out in the hallway for a second. We're going to bring him back in here. A couple of things I want to get to before we do that. We didn't talk about, man, the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen on television, without a doubt. Everybody was watching it last night. Caveman.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
You didn't. Did you TiVo it?
I meant to. I couldn't because I had to pick my kids up. I had them at the work camp.
All I know is that that Carla TiVo'd it. I got home. I watched it. You get a chance to look at it?
I made it a point not to watch.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I gave it, I would estimate, 8 minutes.
That much?
You can put all the goofy makeup on people in the world. Yeah. And frankly, you know, when you look at the Geico commercials,
right,
there's that one caveman that gets angry. He's the funny one.
Right.
And then they put eight other cavemen in there that aren't funny. And it did you see it, John?
I did. And
it's horrible. I mean, one of the worst. I mean, take away the theme, the concept, whether you agree, disagree, whether you like the commercials, don't like the commercials. It was horrible. Like one of the worst sitcoms I've ever seen.
You said 8 minutes. I watched about 10 minutes of it, finished eating my dinner.
Did you get a laugh in the entire thing?
No, absolutely not. No.
Horrible.
After 10 minutes, I thought, this has got to be over. And then I looked at the clock. It was 10 minutes after 8.
It was terrible.
Should we go to the clip? Worst.
Absolutely. Do we have a clip of Caveman?
We do.
All right.
Oh, cool. And had a ball.
This is Caveman.
Did okay in the rating.
So there's
did it really?
Tiny waitress, and she's carrying a rack of ribs so big that they can tip over a car made of stone. I just don't see what's so funny about it.
Yabba dabba do.
Don't. Ever.
Horrible. I mean, really angry horrible.
We do have a hotline newsbreaker call.
Oh, dear. Already?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the hotline right now.
Newsbreaker?
This is the newsbreaker hotline. Hello. You're on the air, sir.
Hello?
Oh, no, I don't mean to laugh at you.
Go ahead.
What the hell happened?
I went to the dentist today. My tooth has been hurting me for a while. Went in there. Kind of damn hurt. Talk a little bit.
Did they fix you?
Yeah, I got a root canal.
Oh, you got a root canal.
That's good.
Are you full of Novocaine?
Yes, I was drooling. I filled the compress thing in my mouth.
Well, you went in. Did you know you were going to have a root canal when you went in?
F no. No.
You know, I get a call from Janet about 25 minutes before we're going to go on the air, and she says that you weren't even originally planning on going into the dentist today, right?
No, she's such a wonderful girl. She called and got me squeezed in. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So you had a last-minute appointment, and then when they got into that mouth,
the guy wouldn't let. All I know is I woke up My butt was bleeding.
That's the same joke we used in the beginning. You know, you know what's great? Even when you're not here, I said cranberry juice and you said butt was bleeding at the end, which is wonderful.
One mind.
Well, is the tooth now repaired when you recover from the anesthesia, Novocaine, whatever? Is your tooth going to be all right?
I guess so. But if Joe's listening, I want him to know I got 20 Darva sets.
Oh, baby.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty good stuff, isn't it, Joe?
Joe's nodding. Bring them into work. Nice.
No, Darva sets are lame.
You don't want the Darva sets, Joe?
Get an upgrade, Don.
Yeah, Joe wants you to get an upgrade.
They work fine for me right now.
Darva sets are for women who have troubled periods.
he would know.
Wow.
He said, did you hear what he said?
Yes.
Women on their periods. So are you still at the dentist, on the road? You're not driving, I hope.
No, I'm at home.
Oh, you're at home. All right, what are you going to do? What are you going to do the rest of the day? Are you going to put a hot compress on your cheek?
No, I'm going to strip naked. I'm going to beat off to the show.
Oh, I think you just hit the delay. I really do.
He's full of Darva Center.
Well, it's that good. You know, you're missing our favorite person who's here today.
Who?
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, Robert the Negro. How you doing, Robert?
He's not in here right now. Yes, Buzz.
He's not wearing his teeth today either.
Robert came in with none of his teeth today.
Hold on, he's on the back mic. Hi, Robert.
How you doing, Don?
Hello, Robert.
Just trying to avoid me. I know any excuse not to be here when a brother's here.
You know, I think if we let you guys talk for a while, it would be quite an interesting little...
be a new WJFK show called The Diction Contest.
Who slurs more? Well, I'm sorry that you're not here. We miss you, and I hope your swelling goes down and you can get in here tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. Get that tooth bent. Now, any more dental work to be taken care of?
No. I'm never going back to that guy again.
A root canal's nasty, man. A root canal is the nastiest.
All right, I'm going to go. Is what's it, Robert Mailman?
Yes, he's talking to you, Robert.
What's up, brother?
White power. White... White power in America.
Yeah, that's the way they all sound. They all sound just like you. Like they got something stuffed in their mouth.
Don't do that. It hurts my smile.
Okay, well, get better, and then we will see you tomorrow. Hopefully your tooth will be recovered, Don.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Go get some rest.
Get some rest.
Okay, tomorrow. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Mommy booby.
Yeah.
That's Don Geronimo. That says it all. I couldn't explain it any better than listening to him. That's, you know, that movie 10 with, is it 10 with Dudley Moore where he goes to the dentist and gets stung by the bee? So he'll be back tomorrow. And I was talking about Caveman before, and it is without question. And I didn't even like, maybe it's because I watched a little bit of Caveman. I didn't like the House show last night either.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I did not care for the Greg House, which was my favorite show up until that point.
Before you go on to House, I have a question about Caveman.
Yeah, go ahead.
The funny Caveman from the commercial isn't even in the show. Is he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I mean, at least I think I saw him at the very beginning. He walks in. They're having a cocktail party. Well, did you finish playing that clip at all?
Oh no,
play the clip. I want to know what everybody's got to know. And you said it's not badly rated.
Yeah, it got like a 3.4, 3.3 in the ratings up against House's 6.
All right. Well, the dumbing of America. I want to see if I can prevent it at all by playing a clip from Caveman. And really, you're going to listen. This is as funny as it gets.
This is the opening scene of Caveman.
All right. Come on.
Oh, cool and out of ball.
They drove a car with their feet.
So there's this tiny waitress, and she's carrying a rack of ribs so big that they can tip over a car made of stone? I just don't see what's so funny about it.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Don't. Ever.
All right, stop it right there. So there's what we are to believe is supposed to be the first joke. It's the non-caveman guy saying yabba-dabba-doo.
Right.
And he's doing this thing where that's like a racial slur to him, and he's very insulted.
Oh, because
that's what I think it's supposed to
be. You're right.
That's, you know.
Now I get it.
Good luck. All right. Let's listen some more. Yeah.
Hand out invitations at the bus station.
What, that guy? He was okay, I guess.
How would you know? You were texting the whole time.
Well, I can multitask.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, your brother is drunk dialing again. He's like heavy in it right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right, forget it. I mean, really.
I have one more clip. This was the one thing on Caveman that made me laugh last night.
Oh, good.
It was the one funny moment.
Wow. Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you. We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers,
all right.
And we all embrace you.
Yes, thank you, Wayne. You just tuned in. Jane Seymour's mother died, and Wayne Newton said they're very sorry. She will not be on. Is she done now on Dancing with the Stars? She won't
they
be there at
know.
All?
We don't know.
They don't know
don't
if she's
know.
Coming back or not?
Wouldn't that be a great story, though, to have her come back and win? Huh?
Yeah, be a tearjerker,
it
Rob.
Would be fantastic. I could see it. Like Jim Nance could talk about it.
It was, you know, it was a TV suck fest last night. House, Buzz, you're a bigger connoisseur of House. I know both you guys watch that show. I just didn't, that didn't do it for me either. I'd like to have the old crew back, and I didn't think I'd say that last year.
I think the show's suffering with the people we thought we could do without. Now, what impressed me last night is we saw a lot of, I thought, really good actors doing really good acting and really good scenes, and then we'll never see them again. They just came and went. So it was a
I like that old guy. I like the old guy.
Yeah,
I think he'll be back.
The guy that kept saying he was 21.
An odd episode.
I think that the old guy will be back, and I think the Indian guy that turned his number upside down will be back.
You know he's going to be back because he's done a feature film.
Oh, he was also on 24.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be back because he's a bigger... You can tell who the star actors are. You can always tell when they've got 11 people in the scene, and they're chalking it full of extras. You know the ones that are dead meat and the ones that are going to come back. That's pretty, and that's another thing I didn't like about that. I thought it was kind of transparent the way they did that, too.
Well, as Greg himself would say.
Don't care.
Don't care, Greg.
Don't
House.
Care.
Yeah. All right, somebody wants to talk about Caveman. Hello, Dale. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. I work for Geico. That Caveman program does not have any connection to Geico other than the common theme
of
Caveman.
Yeah, Mike.
Wait a minute. Are you uptight about this?
No, I'm cool with it.
What do you mean? You work for Geico and you're like concerned that Geico's, you know, Geico, because God knows they're not making enough money, that they're going to be sullied by the Caveman show?
Nah, I just wanted to let you know that the Caveman that's in the commercials is not on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I beg to differ. I thought it was the same guy.
They're under a lot of makeup.
You think?
It's the same makeup, that's
just
for sure.
A little bit. Just a tiny little bit of
don't care. Don't care. Don't care.
Makeup. All right. What else did I want to talk about that I forgot because I got distracted because of Robert the Angry Mailman? Is anybody, Buzz, do you have any awareness of this Britney Spears sex tape that's floating around?
I've only heard that there is one. There's certainly a rumor that there is one, but it hasn't surfaced yet.
I know a little more about it.
Yeah?
It was a one-night stand with a guy in I saw Mike and Juliet talk about it today on Channel 5.
Really?
Is that it was a one-night stand with a guy in Hawaii. They had very basic man-on-woman sex, nothing fancy.
And he videotaped it?
He recorded 25 minutes of it, and the reason that he hasn't released it up till now, and this is kind of gross, is that he was not pleased with his performance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
But
so
he's in
talks
right now.
It might be the noodle effect that we're talking about?
Could be.
Maybe.
Right, could be, but he's in talks right now for possible release.
All right, well,
if you'll pardon
the
expression.
She didn't know it was being photographed, apparently.
All right, and what else? I'm looking down here, and, hey, John, is there a chance that I could talk in advance about that potential guest? I'll talk in code. It'll be code that everybody will be able to figure out.
Let me check my
I want to put pressure on you, because this is important to me.
It looks good.
He's giving you a thumbs up.
All right.
We're
hinting.
Yeah.
All right, give us a percentage.
I'd say at least 75.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Thank you, John. All right, 75% chance that, there's only one person in this room that has really pigeonholed this person as the next big thing.
And it's not like that
person. I'm not going to mention the name.
Really.
And it's not like this person hasn't been pigeonholing this guy for a long time.
And I will say that this potential guest could kick all of our asses.
Oh, sure.
This is big.
No question.
Oh, he's hot. He's as hot as right now.
It's a boy.
And as
it's
you
not
heard,
a girl, it's a boy.
And so I'm not going to tell you the name. You people at home, figure it out on your own. But I'm letting you know what that is.
You may ask yourself, television or motion pictures, and you'd have to say both.
Yes, it's very, very exciting.
Both!
We'll have to see if we get him. You heard what John Norman said.
That's right.
And that's what gets us all excited here. 75%.
That guy's retarded.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Karen, go ahead.
Karen?
Yes. Did you happen to see the caveman being introduced in the audience with Dancing with the Stars?
I saw that.
No, I missed that.
And it was...
Was it Wayne Newton? I mean, because it might be hard to tell.
It was hysterical because only two of the three cavemen showed up, but the cameraman was ready for the three. So when the shot came across and we were talking about the show, this older, really heavy-set woman was in the third chair.
Bye!
You should have been there. Really
I'm really sorry. I just could not handle that
anymore. But you have to hand it to Dancing with the Stars that they could turn their results show into a full hour by padding it out with Caveman.
Yeah, with Caveman. No and the tribute from Wayne. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Oh, lost that one. Let's go to this guy right here.
Cliff, I'd like to thank
Cliff,
you.
Cliff, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks, sir.
I'd like to thank you for your years of service. I've been listening to you for about 7 years now. I'm
thank
really going to miss you guys when you go. You were talking about the dumbing of America.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Mike Judge and any of his work?
Mike Judge?
Mike Judge, yeah. King of the Hill.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, that stuff, I don't put that in the same category, really. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you're trying to pass something off as a legitimate sitcom. It's an entirely different thing when you're trying to say, you know, this is a cartoon and we're, you know, we're just being silly and we're being stupid to be stupid.
Understand. I think of his work as more satirical than anything, like the movie Office Space. That was his work.
Yes. Yes, I find that the work of Mike Judge is definitely a little esoteric.
High satire.
High satire. And, well, what's your point, Cliff? I mean, I mean, it's silly.
No, I just wanted to talk about the movie Idiocracy. It didn't get a lot of press. I didn't see it advertised anywhere. I've seen it probably 10 or 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
It is hilarious. It's about the America 500 years in the future, where the president is a five-time Ultimate SmackDown champion.
Oh, okay. So what it is this is a futuristic thing,
right,
where America has lost its brain?
Yes.
Very good.
It came out about a year ago, I think.
All right. I didn't see it, so it wasn't. And let's take one more call on this Caveman show, and then I think we've covered Caveman. Any predictions? I don't think it's going to last 7 episodes.
I don't know that it'll be back next week. Well,
okay.
I guess if it pulled that number, it will.
Bill, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Give it 2 weeks.
All right. I got about 4 things to say after being on hold for 5 minutes. It's great to have Robert on the show.
Right.
It's always amazing.
Sorry you were on hold for so long.
Time.
Somehow I just get tested.
He
had 3 more things to say.
You know what? If he calls back, we could hang up on him again.
Oh, and the last thing I wanted to ask you guys about was the Danny Bonaducci situation. Danny Bonaducci was at, what was the award show he was? It was at the Fox Reality Show Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some, you know, you've got one. Don't you consider Danny Bonaducci a reality star anyway right now?
I consider him a star of the radio.
an icon. An iconic figure.
Showbiz guy.
Jesus, I interviewed Danny Bonaducci a long time ago,
uh-huh,
and he was not like he is right now. I mean, he's got the voice like that.
He's a mess.
Do we have any tape on Danny Bonaducci
at all? There's no tape of that. There was some tape.
TMZ had a tape where
Johnny
Fairplay
being escorted out, but there was really no audio to speak.
They actually have. We should try to get that because he was interviewed by TMZ, I think, outside of the Adam Carolla show, and they caught him on TMZ and asked him about the charges, and he goes through the fight. But the deal is, uh-huh, apparently, they're on stage. He's Danny Bonaducci and Johnny Fairplay, who pretended that his grandmother had died when he was on Survivor.
Yeah, that was like the second season.
And
though,
he tried to get the sympathy vote by faking his grandmother's death.
John, how long ago was that Johnny Fairplay pulled that stunt?
Oh, geez. I think they're on Survivor 13. I think it was probably like 7 or 8 or 9. I'm not sure.
So they're booing this guy, Johnny. This way, at least I heard the explanation from Danny Bonaducci. And incidentally, I believe everything Danny Bonaducci says.
Well,
you
should go to the source.
Did I say Ducci? I said Ducci.
Hey.
I truly believe Danny Bonaducci.
Sure.
He says that the audience is booing him, Johnny Fairplay,
uh-huh,
and some lady says to Danny Bonaducci backstage, uh-huh, the reason they're booing him is because they hate him. And he said, this will be funny to say. So he goes out and he says it on the microphone,
uh-huh,
turns around, and this Johnny Fairplay guy apparently, oh, runs at him.
Uh-huh.
Danny Bonaducci does the total flip, pulls his pants up. This is what he said. Lifts him up in the air and, uh-huh, does a face plant for Johnny Fairplay, and the guy goes to the hospital. Does anybody give a rat's ass about that?
No.
I mean, the players. I mean,
what?
You got to look at the players involved.
Yeah, Johnny Fairplay, and they're trying, and that's what we have now with TMZ sticking cameras in everybody's, yeah, face.
Not his real name, by the way.
Really?
No, it's Jonathan Fairplay.
Yes, it's Danny Fairplay.
That's right.
He changed it to Bonaducci.
When Bonaducci's the bigger of the two stars,
yeah,
that's what you're dealing with.
All right, let's bring Robert the Angry Mailman back in here. We want to find out on his help update and then send him on his merry way, so he can go home and get his teeth. Robert, come back in here, please. Rob's playing your favorite song. Hi, Robert. You look so happy and nice and kind.
He does.
And it's making me totally uncomfortable.
Like I'm a serial killer or something like that?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right.
His face with the glasses off and the teeth out?
What's that?
A little Reggie White.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you see it?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, and he looks like George Kirby, too.
Now, you see,
okay,
why do you have to go down that road?
Because you were doing the same
see,
thing.
See, I honestly meant it.
What's the name of the guy that killed the woman back in the 20s in Hollywood?
He was real fat. Fatty,
Fatty
Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Look, that's who you look like.
He was a white guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's who you look like.
I don't look like Fatty Arbuckle.
Yes, you do. All you need is the bowler hat.
Why do you always make fat jokes about me? Why do you continuously do that?
Because you make me feel good.
I mean, you feel all warm
you
and fuzzy inside.
You own a restaurant.
Right.
Fat people should not have restaurants.
What do you mean fat people should? Fat people should own restaurants.
Fat people are the only people that know how to make food.
That's right. Fat people are foodies.
Wait till I finish the story.
All right. All right. Here's the deal. The whole reason that we booked you on the show today, the reason you are here, the reason that's been said for like 2 weeks, Robert wants to come in and
we
talk about.
Him.
We booked him.
On the show. Yes, he's a booking.
The reason the talent bookers called
that's
you.
That's why we have
and
this
guy in touch with my agent. Right.
The only reason you're here is because you want to talk about some sort of health
stop
issue.
Scratching yourself?
And I'm, I've got an itch.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
It's right there. It's just down on my thigh.
You're seducing him.
What area of your my body are you looking at, Robert?
I can't tell.
You can't take your eyes off right down there.
He's staring at your crotch.
Robert, have you ever had any interest in men whatsoever?
Wow. Who's surprised?
Are you making an offer?
He was looking at my crotch, Rob.
I know. I just didn't expect
you're scratching yourself in
it
front of me.
It doesn't help when you do the wow. Rob's the guy like in school that would always get the other guy in the fight.
Hey, Rob.
Because I'd say something that I thought I could move by, and then Rob would go, oh, wow.
He's gay because I can see if I was making the old, you know, when my teeth are going, oh.
All I'm saying is this is a turn I didn't expect.
He's sitting there looking at my crotch.
You're scratching yourself in front of me,
I was scratching my thigh. I wasn't doing that.
I'm staring at the area. I'm not staring at your twig and berries.
I was just simply scratching right
here
on my upper. All right, tell me about your health.
He's a fag.
Tell me about your health
issue. Homo.
End of July.
Yes?
The area starts getting real tender to the touch.
Your area.
My area.
Oh. Now, hold on. Area, I know we have to think about our parameters and all this. Yeah. Area, would the area be, all right, say I'm making a balloon animal.
Right.
Say I'm making an elephant balloon animal.
Right.
All right, and it's just going to be the front of the elephant.
Right.
You've got the little round legs and you've got the trunk.
Right at the end of the trunk.
What area of the elephant would be hurting? Would
right
it be
at the end of the trunk. At the end of the trunk.
The end of the trunk.
You know, Mike, whenever I go to your restaurant, I always leave a big tip.
It got, right. And it got
the end of the trunk.
It got sore, got tender, and
gay sex, whoa.
Like a mild crotch rot.
Sure. Mild
crotch rot.
Oh, mild, please.
God. All right.
So even just.
You remember, you've been briefed on the parameters, right?
I'm
Peter North.
He's going to be fine.
So
yeah,
even the act of walking.
Now we're cooking, as far as I'm concerned. It's a little signal to Rob. Yeah,
tender to the touch, sore. You know,
right.
The act of walking itself with the trunk.
Right. Before you go on, I have a question. I asked you about this when you came back from Thailand. Did you use proper protection
That's
when you were in Thailand?
That's one thing I do want to address.
Okay.
Oh,
you
no.
never
no.
besmooch.
Besmirch,
my lovely new homeland of Thailand.
I don't care.
I'm sick and tired of you talking about.
I'm not doing that, but you're talking about.
This happened in July. I was in Thailand in April.
You're talking about
July.
You're talking about Asian hookers.
Nothing happened in Thailand.
Asian hookers, Robert.
What happened in Thailand stays in Thailand.
I mean, but in Thailand, if you're not going to use protection.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Every time.
No. But hey,
see, I mean, you're playing with fire.
Look, this is
you're playing with crotch fire.
This is not an STD.
Do we need to break already?
Yeah, we really should.
Wow. You mean I talked longer about the other thing than the thing?
Yeah, you did.
All right, we're at the beginning of this.
I can't wait to hear where he's at.
Yeah, I feel I haven't done my job as a decent radio show host, but we are going to have to give Robert a third segment.
Yes,
it's tender and it's at the tip.
Yes.
That's where we are. Robert, we will continue. I want all the details as much as you can give us on a family show.
Yeah. That's the end of the nasty part.
All right. And well, now it's official.
I somehow doubt that.
Yeah, you're right. I got it.
All right. More tender burning
this
to come.
This show is almost over.
Almost over. Well,
two words.
Thank you, Merrill.
Two words.
What?
Bloody Mary.
Oh, dear. All right. We'll be back to get more from Robert right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.